You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others.
Today's episode, well, you can already tell by the show notes. That's right, we continue our Dave Talks With series, and today we're talking to, a real go-getter, self-leader, self-starter, self-motivated, hustler, grinder, beyond the hustle, beyond the grind, definitely is what he does. And all of that wrapped up in a package that some call the Joe Rogan of Corpus Christi, Texas. But hey, I've already let the cat way out of the bag, or too much of the cat out of the bag. Either way, it's done. Let's go and let's dive in deep. Let's continue the conversation. Folks, this is the next episode of Dave Talks With. Let's get started. Alrighty. So joining me today in Dave Talks With Jesus Hilario, better known in the Corpus Christi area as CC Corpus Christi Originals. And Jesus, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast. And if you don't mind, go ahead and share a little bit about you, introduce yourself, and tell us about Corpus Christi Originals.
I grew up in Corpus Christi from 40-something years old. I can't remember the exact age. Let's see. I got started with the brand probably a few years ago. Just basically as kind of like a side hustle to my normal job, just trying to figure out how to get some other types of income coming in. And I just landed doing different types of ventures. I just landed on the brand Corpus Christi Originals, and it kind of took off for me a little bit in 2021, I believe.
So right there at the, about the middle or tail end of the pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably at the end of it. And it's funny that you bring up the pandemic. Like I was fortunate to be able to work through the pandemic. So my family really wasn't affected as much as a lot of people that I've personally interviewed on my podcast, where they said like they had a huge impact on them as far as the pandemic. But for me, yeah, I mean, I worked through it, and I wouldn't say that the brand came out because of the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I think it was just more a sense of like how to get some more income and then, have a side hustle type thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. And in this economy, yeah, Everybody should have a side hustle. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. Everybody should have one because, hey, eggs are coming up on what, $10 a package?
Like, yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, share with us, what's the name of the podcast? How do we find you? Where do we find this, and how do we hear it or watch it?
Okay. It's Corpus Christi Originals. It's the same as the brand. I kind of run both of them out of Corpus Christi Originals. I'm on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, pretty much every platform. I use a hosting service for my podcast, and it kind of shoots it to the main podcast areas to where you can find my podcast. So just search Corpus Christi Originals on any podcast platform and you'll find it there.
Good deal. And it's more of a local flair, what's going on and
okay.
There, is that kind of what it is, or as you branch out?
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of in terms of like doing a brand, when I was starting a brand, I wanted for it to kind of take off, and I figured the only way to do it was to start local, like where I'm at, and then eventually reach, maybe do another brand that reaches a bigger audience, hopefully by having that experience by growing a local audience first. So the podcast Corpus Christi Originals is, I started out with people from Corpus Christi, people around me, and I would look for people on my Instagram page who are influencers, And first, I would look for small influencers that didn't have that big of a following, but kind of a big following, you know. And I would invite those people onto the show. And I wanted to, I'm in the realm of kind of like teaching and that type of stuff too. And some people like even like call me the Joe Rogan of Corpus Christi, which is funny because I kind of like Joe Rogan. But my aspect is like hearing people's thoughts on certain things that are relevant to our culture, that are relevant to me, and just have people share their story of where they're at in Corpus, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like that. The Joe Rogan of Corpus Christi, Texas, folks. It's a coastal bend, and if you ever look at a map of Texas, you'll see it. You'll see what we're talking about. It's kind of right in the middle between, you know, technically it's in the middle, but it's really not in the middle. But Corpus Christi is a great town, and that's how I discovered you. That's how I discovered you. I mean, you were there long before I was there, and actually, my daughter was going to college there. At the local university there, the Island University, and somehow I picked up on my feed that there was somebody there in Corpus doing some things, and next thing I know, which we still have yet to link up on the shirts, but you were doing shirts, Corpus Christi original shirts. You had a really cool design. You had a couple of really great designs, and that's what caught my eye. But the hustle. Your hustle, your grind, your grit, your determination is what really got me focused in on you. Folks, this guy was selling his wares, his shirts out of the back of his vehicle in an empty parking lot next to a Bill Miller barbecue. And this guy was constant person, and where others would just like, oh, it's not working, forget it, never mind. I've been guilty of that. And no, not you, man. You hit it, you hit it, you hit it, you kept it, and boom, now you're the Joe Rogan of Corpus Christi. Who would have thought, right? But no, seriously, that's the grit, that's the determination, that's the hustle that, you know, people will see, people will identify, and then it's at one point people want to emulate. So again, good job there with that, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. No, for sure. And I try to bring people in the podcast. As far as the podcast goes, I try to bring people their story also, like some people that hustle in the city as well. Because Corpus, obviously, a lot of people know Corpus as basically not a good place to live because there's a lot of negativity surrounded by it. You know what I mean? So and in doing what I'm doing, I know I want to shine a spotlight on, hey, there is a different side of Corpus that people don't see, you know what I mean? And then as far as touching on like hustling, doing the brand, I got a lot of advice from YouTubers who started their brand, and I was like, okay, let me try this out, see if it works. Like, and even doing that parking lot thing where I would sell shirts. I didn't sell many, but I sold a few. And just knowing that there, I was like, okay, I got some customers here. Maybe just so it's been an experience since then. The podcast grew from the actual brand. Because I was trying to generate content for my Instagram, for my TikTok, for my Facebook, for all the pages that I have for Corpus Christi Originals, because obviously the more content, you know, the more eyes you get to see your stuff. So I was like, okay, let me create a podcast to help create more content for my brand. And then eventually, like the podcast was like grew bigger and the brand was growing at the same time. So I don't know. I want to say I'm kind of like at a crossroads where I have to do like both, you know. I don't know if entrepreneurs kind of deal with that type of stuff.
They deal with everything, and that's it. It's like I've seen a commercial. It reminds me, you know, this guy's I'm not just the owner, I'm the janitor, I'm the accountant, I'm, you know, the driver. It's like, yeah, that's it. That's the entrepreneur right there. You're everything. You got to be all hats to all things. Again, but you got it under control, man. That's what I like. You really got it under control. I have
Appreciate it.
outstanding work again. I'm impressed. It's
Thank you.
hard to see, it's hard to find, and especially in Corpus, because yeah, I hate to say this. It did have, and you know, folks, as we're recording this, today is February 25th. We're recording this episode, and Corpus Christi made national news today for not a good reason. I don't know if did you hear about that? The guy
No, I
arrested.
didn't. Oh, wow.
He
No,
got
I didn't.
arrested. He was planning to do kind of a Dallas situation where there was that sniper and take, you know, and he was trying to, you know, so they got him. They arrested him, and so that's a good thing. But again, you those things pop up, and then I remember watching Corpus Christi on Cops. You know, it's like, oh, I know that, I know that, and you know, I know where that's at.
Yeah, there's a lady that's popular on TikTok. I think her name is Ash Trevino, and she's known obviously for the type of person that she is, and that it's kind of like another showing Corpus Christi in a bad light through her content as well. So it's like, man, we can't catch a break, you know what I mean? But it's and at the same time too, like I know that Corpus is not like the best place. I know that there's that's stuff like that going on in Corpus, but I just try not to focus on it, you know. Yeah, and I'm guilty of focusing on it before in the past, but it's just one of those things where you have to decide to be like, all right, I'm not gonna dwell on that. I'm just gonna do me. I'm gonna continue to hustle and do my thing.
There you go, and that's how it gets better. And I, you know, I was planning a trip up to Corpus. We still are in March, and but this couple weekends ago, we ended up going to Corpus for lunch. And I'll tell you one thing: I drove through some of the because I used to work for a different. I worked for an agency, a state agency, and there was a location there on Leopard Street, folks. Leopard Street, you know, it's the street, not the strip, the street, and. I drove through it, and because we were looking for a Bill Miller's, and I remember where there was Bill Miller. Folks, if you've never been to a Bill Miller's barbecue, the moment you find yourself in Texas, check it out. It's yeah. So just driving through there, and it's like, man, the street still looks the same, but it's changed, especially by the crosstown. By the cross, it's like, wow, things have are not as gloomy as they used to look, and you know, not as many individuals walking up and down the sidewalk like there used to be. So things are changing. Things are changing. And that's a good thing. But it begins with somebody wanting to make the change, somebody fighting through that change. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So let's see. So tell me, what's the plan? What's the plan? What's your future? Where do you want to be? I know you said you were kind of at a crossroads, but where do you want to be?
Man, I got I'm juggling a lot of stuff, man. I'm married, I got kids. I'm actually a truck driver by trade. I haul like propane and butane type stuff in the area. So I don't know, man. Keep the podcast going. I'm looking into getting a degree, possibly to, get a more higher paying job, something like that. 'Cause I'm constantly like, man, how can I get some more income in? You know what I mean? Not only not for the sake of like spending money, but for saving money. 'Cause I got kids, I got my wife, I'm basically providing for my household. So I'm constantly like, how do I, have that income coming in? How do I save money for the long run? And like you're saying, like we were speaking before air, like, I'm aging, and it's like I gotta start thinking further ahead, not just about myself, but about the kids that I'm raising. So I guess I want to be in a place where I'm able to continue to provide for my family as well as leave something for my kids, even after I'm gone, So that's kind of where I'm looking toward.
Gotcha. That's cool. So it's kind of working on your legacy. Is that's kind of what it sounds like you want.
I didn't want to use legacy. I didn't want to sound like cliche, because people are starting to say that
No,
a lot.
but it's one of those that it's like it's out
But
there because it's a reality and it's something that people really need to look at. It's like, hey, you know, the future will be there one day without us. And how are we going to be remembered? So no,
I was teaching my daughter that earlier today. I was like, everybody's gonna die at one point. So and we were talking about health, like being healthy and working out and stuff like that. You live a you're I guess prone to live a longer life if you eat a little bit healthy, if you work out a few times a week or whatever, because eventually we're gonna be gone, and that's just a fact of life.
that is true. That's true. But you know, you're planning for it now. You're taking care of business, and you know, looking ahead for them, you know, and yourself, of course. You know, I think we all do that. We all want to live forever, but you know, the reality is, you know, we're you know, I hate to say it, but we're dead longer than we are alive, and that's a reality. But you know what? You know, you're building something there with Corpus Christi Originals, and definitely that's gonna hang out, and that's going to be around. That's going to stick. Well, that's good. Yeah, no, in school, definitely. It's never too late. I tell people it's never too late to go back to school.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, you find yourself sitting in a classroom or online, reading a book online. And next thing you know, you get yourself a degree.
Yeah.
You know, I did an accelerated program not too long ago and got my another master's degree. But man, it's commitment, dedication, follow through. And the next thing I knew, I just, you know, sorted it into my life. And I felt really no pain going in doing that. And again, so it shouldn't stop anybody from doing it. So yeah, you know, you're on the right track. Good deal.
That's amazing. Deal.
And I was gonna say something about the propane and propane accessories, but you know.
Oh yeah, no, it's all good. Hey man, congrats on the master's, dude. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm actually taking a class. I'm taking a calculus one.
Oh, good luck.
Oh man, I had to remember a lot of stuff that I have. So,
but
yeah.
Get it out of the way, and you're good to go.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah.
Because once you take it and you pass it, you don't have to look back at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was me with stats, man. Same thing.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's what's done. Your master- no more looking back.
Yeah, what's your master's in?
First one is a business administration.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is in higher education administration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I got to get you. I want to get you on my podcast now so I can ask you some questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got, like I said, I'll plan it. We're planning a trip up there soon. So we'll be stopping by and taking care of business there. Definitely.
Cool.
Hey, I did check out your podcast. I listen to them all the time. They're either, you know, I set aside one day and I'll every week and I listen to what's going on. I try to catch up on all my podcasts and you're there.
Oh,
and
cool.
All I got to say is the South Padre Island beaches are better.
Oh, come on.
Hey, we got SpaceX, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got
for
SpaceX.
Sure.
Now we have it. So that's why they're better, just right off the bat, because you can just be there at the beach, lounge chair, and next thing you know, you got a rocket going off.
Yo, that's dope.
And but you guys up there, up in Corpus Christi, I mean, you guys have the Coast Guard, you have the Navy, you have the Army bases right there. So they're always flying up and down the coast.
Yeah.
And you get a little action.
Yeah, like, I mean, the people that are from here, they live here, like, we're proud that we're from here, you know what I mean? Because we hear all this bad news, and we're just like, so, like, that's just the normal for us, you know? We're not going to not leave Corpus or not, you know, stop doing what we're doing, you know? I noticed that when I'm talking to people in the podcast, like, they're proud to be from Corpus, even though it has a bad light over it. You know what I mean? Like even that, what you're bringing up from, I think it was, I don't remember which episode, but they were talking about like the different beaches. Oh, Corpus has a better beach or whatever, which is funny that you brought it up. And I think that we're just kind of proud of it, no matter like, even if South Padre is like a better beach with SpaceX and you agree, but you're still like, if you're from Corpus, you're most likely going to be like, as Corpus still has better beaches. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. You play favorites to home, but
exactly.
I don't know about Galveston though.
Yeah, I heard something about Galveston.
Now Port Aransas, that's a different story.
Right on.
Nice area up there.
Yeah.
And Matagorda Bay and all of that. So yeah, it works, but Galveston, I don't know.
It's funny.
Yeah. I think that's what, if you don't live there, everybody agrees it's Galveston, though. Yeah, so it's a Texas thing, folks. It's a Texas thing.
Texas thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. Because it's ours. It's ours.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was talking to another podcast guest about like Texas beaches being privatized, like somebody's pushing for it to be privatized. And another guest was saying, oh, Texas has the only, what is it, the privatized beaches or something. Public beaches or something like that. I thought that was interesting that they brought that up because like in Florida they have private beaches, and we grew up going to the beach, like the actual beach, you know what I mean, in the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America, whatever you want to call it, and we would have bonfires out there, and just we grew up there, and just to know that it could be privatized or somebody's pushing for it to be privatized, it's like, what, you know, your whole upbringing is like, wow, that was actually cool, you know?
Yeah, it is. Same thing down here because, well, you know, the county maintains certain areas, which is fine. It's county maintained, but it's not owned by the county. So that's a good thing. And of course, You've got that long, what, a couple hundred yards of a beachfront that the hotels can own up to, and then doesn't matter. So that's what made that's why it was easy for MTV and everybody back in the 80s and 90s to come down here
Oh,
to
yeah.
do that, because they didn't have to
Yeah.
pay everybody, hey, let's have access to your land now.
Wow.
So that was nice. And yeah, so that makes it nice. But yeah, things are changing, and unfortunately I don't see it all going that way. But at some point something will go that way. I know that right now with SpaceX, he wants to turn the Starbase into an actual incorporated city,
Wow.
an incorporated town. And
Amazing.
so what is that going to do to the only access road to the beach? What's that going to do to getting to the beach? Because if you look at those shots, if you've seen the launches from the tower, you'll see the tower where the rocket is, and you already see the shore. You already see where the waves are crashing right on the shore. So it's really close. So you start questioning things like that. Well, are you going to take away those access? Some really nice fishing out there too.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. So it's like,
Wow.
what do you do?
Right on.
But yeah, so it's one of those unique to Texas situations, definitely. It impacts all of us. Good deal. Hey, let's go back to original, CC original. So you've been, and I've, like I said, I follow you on all your platforms. I've been seeing where you're packaging shirts and sending them off. What's the furthest that you've sent something off to?
Oh wow. It's mostly in the States. I mean, actually it's all been in the States. So I want to say like New York is probably the furthest as far as I can think. I'm thinking there's one on the West Coast somewhere. Yeah, California also.
California.
Yeah, probably maybe like two handfuls of states. Maybe like six different states.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. It's getting to the point now where you go out traveling across the country and you're going to find somebody from home. It's easier now to find somebody from home than you was maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Wow, interesting. Why do you think that is? That's very interesting to know.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. This happened about 10 years ago. We were in St. Louis. My family and I were in St. Louis. We actually went up to the arch, got up there at the very top, and we were coming in from the north side of the arch. And on the other side of the arch, somebody was wearing a Donna High School t-shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, you from Donna? And they go, yeah, we're from Edinburgh. And it's like,
That's
oh.
funny. Wow. That's
Yeah.
so crazy.
The strangest place. But then you hear about these stories of people moving out, and you run into them. Same thing with Corpus Christi. I've heard my daughter said, we were over here and we saw this, and we ran into somebody from Corpus. I guess because
Cool.
she was wearing her Islander shirt wherever she was at,
Oh yeah.
and they said, hey. So it happens. It's getting to be that. So that's a good thing. It's nice, everybody's leaving the nest. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
We all eventually end up coming back too.
Yeah, for
That was
sure.
my case. Yeah.
Oh, right on. That's cool. Go Islanders, man. That's awesome.
Definitely. Are you doing stuff over there at Del Mar?
Yes,
Oh,
currently,
okay,
yeah.
cool. Yeah, that's a great institution. That's been there longer, hasn't
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. NM was University of Corpus Christi, I believe,
it?
before, right?
And then it was
Yeah.
a Army base, Navy base,
Yeah.
or something.
Wow. Oh, you're in the army. You used to be in the army, right? Infantry.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. I wonder what. Wow. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say something, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, no, it's a great institution. Both of them are great institutions. And but Del Mar, it's just been there longer, so it's got more roots, and so it's more firmly entrenched. So it definitely has a I'm not going to say it's got a better standing, but it's got, for it to be on its own, really puts up a fight as far as standing with the A&M school.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not bad. It's a really good deal. Wow. And that's just the Corpus Christi area, folks.
Oh, yeah.
If you find yourselves ever in Corpus Christi, check them out. Check out the entire city. It's got a great lot of great stuff. It's got a good nightlife too. It's got a varied nightlife, and it's all over, because I've been downtown, did the Dia de los Muertos there, that whole festival there.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
outstanding, man. That town knows how to put on a show with that.
They have art walks on Friday nights. I think it's like maybe like 6 months out of the year. I'm not sure. But man, they got all kinds of creators out there, and it's like blocks and like I don't know how many blocks of just street vendors selling art and selling food. You hear music, and there's so many people that are into that culture in Corpus, you know what I mean? And I follow a lot of them on Instagram, and that's more kind of predominantly where most of where I follow, and I see people doing stuff. They're talking about the art walk, they're talking about Dia de los Muertos, sharing. I had several people on where they actually share different events and what's going on in Corpus. And also too, there's drama in Corpus. I've had people on the show that talk about drama going on in Corpus. But I mean, like what I was meant to say, like there's a community that wants for Corpus to like be creatives and grow and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to. That to me, that town has always been one of those. It's a creatives town. Yeah, definitely. And I've been going. The other agency I work for, like I said, I've been there many years and going, day trips and or overnight trips there for business. But it's always had that vibe, that flair of like it's hey, we're on the move, we're growing, we're making things happen, and we're not afraid to do something about it. That's a very good thing. Oh, okay. Still got some time here. I'm looking at the clock, and we still got some time. Anything about Corpus Christi Originals or yourself that we haven't covered?
Oh man, my life story is crazy. I don't know if you really want to go through my whole life story. I got a bachelor's degree in music from here, Corpus
Oh,
Christi, and
wow.
A&M Corpus Christi here.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was wanting to pursue a career in like teaching music at the collegiate level, but unfortunately, I never got that far in my academics, so I just kind of like I need to get a job basically. So I was looking in the paper. I was like, okay, who's hiring? What's hiring? And I see driver hiring, driver everywhere in the paper. So that's how I landed on being a CDL driver, and that's how I started making my money. I've been in several like bands. I play guitar. I'm a musician. It's just a long road, man. I know we were talking earlier about idea of self-leadership. Is that what you mentioned? Yeah,
Yeah, right before.
yeah, for sure. Like I want to say, like throughout my life, like I've been having to kind of do that, because I'm kind of like a loner in that sense. I was diagnosed ADD when I was younger. I didn't have a lot of friends, so I had to kind of push myself in a lot of stuff. I had to learn how to do that. And I want to say it's maybe a little bit kind of easier for me to like do that hustle, knowing that I don't have people on by my side. And I feel like when I don't have people by my side, like I can focus. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I like being by myself all the time. You know what I mean? I need some social interaction every now and then, but just my awkwardness has kind of driven me to the things that I want to do, like playing guitar. Like when I learned to play the guitar, I taught myself. I was using tablature that was on the World Wide Web back in the 90s. I was finding this tab notation, and that's how I taught myself how to play guitar. And that's hours of just being by yourself, being by myself in a room, learning how to play the guitar by myself. So when it comes to like self-leadership, I think it's important to be okay with not having a huge social life. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not important, because that is important to, and I've kind of suffered in that sense as far as being social with people, because I grew up kind of as a loner. So in my like early 20s, I had to learn how to be social, how to be around people, how to have conversations with people. And that's where I learned how to ask questions, asking questions. And I found out that people like to talk about themselves, And so I kind of learned how to ask questions to lead people to talk about themselves. And then eventually you see that person opening up to where they're like, oh shoot, did I actually share that? You know what I mean? And I didn't know that I brought that out in people until people would tell me, hey man, you have this thing to where you just let people talk, you know? So when it comes to being social, I know that people like to share about themselves, and that's where I learn stuff, you know? So being a self leader is just learning about yourself and learning about people, because at the end of the day, you're serving somebody. Like somebody, we're serving, like for instance, us on the podcast, we're serving the person that's going to listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you have to learn how to be a servant, I guess you can say.
Most definitely. Yeah, I like that. I like that. And I like that definition. Thank you. Great
Sorry.
definition.
Sorry, I ramble on. I go
No,
down
no,
rabbit
no, no,
holes and
but
stuff like
you
that.
solidified it. You sealed the deal on that definition, and that's a good thing. Yeah, and as I was thinking early on in your explanation, you were talking about, doing it yourself, not having somebody to, just that you got to realize you're on your own. And the beauty of that is that you can pivot. Something comes up, we'll take a right turn. Something else comes up, we'll take a left turn. But you can pivot, and that's the beauty of self-leadership is that yes, you know when you can pivot, you know when you can't. And if you have to pivot, you can pivot. And that's a good thing. So yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind as you were explaining it. And I was like, wow, this is good. I like this. Yeah. So no, thank you for sharing that. And that's every guest gets asked that question. What is your take on self-leadership and why is it important? So again, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. And so thank you on that. Wow, cool deal. So any bands? I mean, it's all been local bands or?
Mostly local bands, real heavy music. I started on playing like Metallica and Pantera and stuff like that, so I'm real into heavy music. So so I started on those types of bands, and then eventually I got, I guess, quote unquote, saved and became kind of like a Christian or whatever. So, and there's a story there. But anyway, I got into some Christian bands. I played for a church that I used to go to. So just those experiences were awesome. The experiences were awesome. We won, when I was younger, we actually won Battle of the Bands here in Corpus Christi. And we, oh, I was in a band called Wicked Red. And we opened up for the Misfits when they came down here at one point. So that was a pretty,
Sweet.
yeah, that was a pretty cool time in my life.
That was sweet.
Yeah, for sure. And then when I was playing later on, when I was playing for, I learned how to play bass guitar, and I found out that, okay, most of the bands around here are looking for bass guitar players. So if I learn how to play bass guitar, I'll get in a band somewhere, you know? So it's kind of like find where there's a need in music and kind of fulfill that need to be able to continue to do it with
Cool.
in a band and with others, you know.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Yeah, no, the music bug did bite me. I do a little guitar, do a little bass, do a little keyboards, but that's it. No bands. No
Yeah.
bands. No
Nice.
bands. Yeah, it's just enough to get me in trouble. I think that's pretty much it. And that's a good thing. Well, good deal,
Cool.
man. That's awesome. That is outstanding. So, wow, we're
Yeah.
starting to get to the end of our time here, and it's not enough time, but hey, we'll pick this up when you and I get together and I
Oh,
get with
yeah.
you. We'll continue the conversation. Yeah, definitely. And
Yeah.
folks, we're talking with Jesus Hilario, better known as the Joe Rogan of Corpus Christi, Texas. And his brand is outstanding, self-started, self-motivated, self-led brand, Corpus Christi Originals. And folks, I'll have all of his contact info on the show notes. And check them out. I mean, even if you've never been to Corpus Christi, check it out. He's got some pretty cool stuff. Got some pretty
Nice.
cool stuff. So, again, you don't have to be from Corpus Christi to be a Corpus Christi original. Ooh, how's that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I like your podcast, by the way. I just want to
Oh,
mention
thank
that
you.
before we go. Yeah, you got some leadership tips in there that are cool. And
Yeah.
I like how you always have the same intro. Like, and I was like, man, I need to get an intro.
I just got
Yeah.
to, it that comes over time.
Yeah.
That
It
comes over time.
is cool.
Well, good deal. All righty. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up. So by wrapping it up, I'm going to give you the last word. Anything you want to say? And before,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, man, just I want to say like something that I learned from like my grandmother, which is kind of what I bring to my show. It's like when you first meet somebody, respect them, you know what I mean? Because later on down the line, you never know if you're going to cross paths with that person again. Let them speak, hear what they got to say. You know, if you don't like it, that's fine. If you do like it, that's fine. Just show them respect, you know what I mean? If they don't respect you at that point, you got to make a decision. But still, later on down the line, you don't know if you're going to cross paths with that person. Because if you do cross paths with that person, you're like, man, I'm glad that I showed them respect at the onset.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, again, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra. Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.